And he said, well, you bring your tithe, produce from your farm, I will open the windows of heaven, pour you out the blessing. That means I will give you rain. Rain will come upon the desert and your fruits will produce. That's what was telling them. So now, are you a farmer? Are you a Jew? Are you in the desert?
The table-shaking pastor is in the house. Last year, he had several viral moments. Jakpa, about tithing, about why many Christians will remain poor. And then he ended the year with a huge expose on how his own marriage crashed and he faced the stories he shared, you know. His wife, a fellow pastor and a prayer warrior, walked out on their wedding day, you know, slapped him more than 6 times. And he has not seen his children since 2006. But as always, he was using this to teach people a principle about divorce. Many Christians have heard that divorce is a sin. My guest, Pastor Dr. Olumide Emmanuel, says it is not.
Putting her away is separation. You separate her without giving her bill of divorcement.
It is not the first time that he is questioning, interrogating, and reteaching many of the doctrines that people have chained themselves with, from tithing to marriage. And in his own case, it has a lot of credibility because he's one of the fathers of the faith. This year will be 35 years of him as a minister of the gospel. I remember as a 15-year-old going to the National Stadium to be part of his Wisdom for Single crusade. 15,000 of us across the stadium. That's how far and how long he has shaped my life and the lives of others. Of course, he shook several tables and inspired the hell out of my crew on set today.
Then when he said, bring ye all the tithe into my storehouse, that there may be food, and I'll pour you out a blessing, a singular. It's the same power. When you bring the tithe, I will empower you with things that money cannot buy. So when you bring in your tithe as a student, I give you retentive memory. But for you to have retentive memory, you must read the book. You don't retain what you have done. So if you bring the tithe and you go to read, you have retentive memory. If you are a salary earner and you bring in your tithe, it doesn't mean that you will now become a billionaire. No, because there's a salary scale in your company. You can never go beyond the salary scale, but I will give you favor. Some things you're supposed to spend money on, I will open doors for all those things to come, and I will give you favor to be promoted as at when due. And those things, because the poor you have with you always, everybody cannot be rich. Everybody can be rich, but everybody will not be rich, because not everybody will do what they need to do to become rich. So we just need to understand that the supernatural is a combination of super plus natural. Supernatural. The super will remain super without the natural. The natural will remain natural without the super. It's a combination that becomes supernatural. So you cannot just be expecting the supernatural when you are not doing the natural part. And that's what we need to understand. So today now we have raised a lot of jobless, lazy, unserious people. They are not offering any value. They just want to be anointed to prosper. No, you can't pray your way out of a problem you behaved your way into.
You can't pray your way out of a problem you behaved yourself into.
Yeah.
Word in season. At the end of towards the end of the year, you shocked people with the revelation about your marriage and your personal life. Because I'm like, what? You know? You shared about your wife, your first wife, I think, and all the challenges in that marriage. And also that you hadn't seen your kids since 2006 or so.
Yeah. 2006, yeah.
Yes. But two things happened for me. One, at the time this was happening, you were doing Wisdom for Singles. So how were you dealing with this kind of toughness in your marriage, but still teaching singles and couples?
Actually, I would say that my ministry, for the relationship ministry, was born out of my misery. So I would say to people, you can go to my YouTube channel at Dr. Olumide Emmanuel. The three parts is fully there.
Yes.
Because it's not something we can begin to dig back into.
Yes. Yes.
But like I said, I got married in 97, and I realized, just like I said, and I realized that, wow, you can be honest, sincere, and sincerely wrong. You can be naive as a result of religion. You can just think that, oh, I'll just pray. Love will conquer. I will pray about it. And so when I began to realize, I'm like, wow, how did I enter this thing? And like I said, if you watch the video, from wedding day, she walked away from the wedding.
Yes.
So really, so from day one, I already knew that. So I'm now like, how can I help people not to enter?
Right.
So everyone that was saying that, where does he get this kind of wisdom from? How can, you know, the messages were like, wow. People were like, Because things that the church were not talking about.
Yes.
Blood group, genotype, investigation, you know, mental health, you know, all kinds of things that were like putting money together. Oh, it's like, I had nobody say, just God told me to marry you. No, I began to deal with issues that were like, hey, Omo, I don't enter, make her help now, make her not go enter, we are enter. So that was it. So it was like ministry born out of misery. Right. And so from the place of that pain, because you see, the anointing comes out of the olive. When the olive is crushed, then the oil flows. So I was going through a crushing, and that was what was releasing, you know, just let me help people, let me help people. So it's been Wisdom for Singles. It became the largest singles ministry in Africa.
Yes, yes,
people
yes.
were coming, all it's kinds huge. Of, you know, BBC, CNN, all kinds of stuff were coming. Like, who is this guy?
Yes.
What's this? You know, stadiums were every 3 months, stadium, 12, 15,000 people, different denominations. Even me, I wonder, where all these people come from? People were coming, you will see deeper life that doesn't go. Deeper life will bring people in buses to come and listen. You see Sele, you see Anes, everybody. Yeah. It was just an amazing because I was, it's like go set people free, and I was just doing that. And it's been a blessing to a lot of people. So it was on the place of what are the mistakes I've made, what are the lessons I've learned, what are the things I think people need to be conscious of.
Yeah.
And those were the things we're dealing with. And we've written so many books.
Yes,
about done so that. Many things around that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, I want to ask three questions about that, and then people can go and watch. So, you know, you mentioned it now that on the day of the wedding, your wife left. So, is it religion? You know, because they, you know, now in this generation, they say that's a red flag. So, was it really? You know, because one of the things, one of the most powerful things that came out of that was a interrogation of a doctrine around divorce.
Yeah.
Yes. So, was it because people have said divorce is a sin? And you're a pastor, that kind of big red flag, you know, didn't make you stop the wedding? Or was it love? Or was it what?
Okay, well, let me backtrack a little to why we did this series. Because as a pastor, when your church becomes, when thousands of people are gathering, you have all kinds of issues. Even when you cast the net, you cut all manner of fish. So you need to begin to deal with issues because you're in church and then you see, okay, so I needed to bring Bible, like I said, teach. I'm a teacher. I need to teach people from Bible.
Yeah.
This is what the Bible says. This is what the Bible says. This is what the Bible says. Because God told me to keep quiet and I've kept quiet for 19 years.
Yeah.
18, 19 years. So if I have to now talk, I have to go back there. I need to check my spirit to be sure that this is something I need to do. Because my own thinking was, God told me to keep quiet. And then after that, of course, life moved on. But I wanted full restoration. Because I've not seen my kids. So if I go and say anything now, I don't know where the state at least. I don't want to say anything that will affect them negatively.
Yeah.
So I needed to prayerfully look into that. So my thinking is, okay, before I'm 60, they will be back. You know, I will believe God. But all those things are not. God is in control. To now go back to answer your question, which was also answered in that. It was a function of the fact that I know that God hates divorce. And I don't believe in divorce. And I believe that I knew what the problem was. And I can solve the problem. But you can't help somebody that doesn't want to be helped. So that was the issue. I'm like, I knew it's in the, you have a mental issue. We can help you. You need psychotherapy counseling. But you think it's prayer?
Yes, because you mentioned that she was a prayer warrior.
So I say it's not prayer. Because the one thing you need to understand, you are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. Now, the same way you have physical wounds, you have emotional wounds. And now physical wounds are visible. You can treat them with Dettol, with antiseptic and all this, and take drugs. And over a time, it will heal. But emotional wounds also needs treatment. But the treatment for emotional wound is not prayer and fasting. Do you understand now? It's therapy. So we need to take you back to where the pain came from, where the things came from, and really take you back to trauma. Because a lot of people are out there, they are traumatized. They are hurting people, hurt people. They are still locked up in their experience, locked up in their past. So I knew I could solve the problem. I said, come, I can help you. Let me take you through this therapy. Let me take you through, because I have studied, you know, my back to 95. I've studied all these things. I said, look, I can help you. You need help. No, don't tell me that. I don't have any problem. I said, you have a problem. This is not normal. This is not a normal behavior. A human being does not behave like the next thing. You don't slap. You don't carry knife. The next thing, I'm sorry, I don't know what came over. I said, that thing will come over you. Now you won't deal with no demon. But so that was it. So that was my own thinking, okay, I can help. But of course, I realized that you cannot help somebody that does not want to be helped.
The other thing that came out of it was also, like I said, teaching people about divorce. You know, what has the church historically taught people about divorce? And what did you learn from the Bible that was different from what Christians think divorce?
And you know, number one, unfortunately, There's so much hypocrisy in the church, and there's so much imbalance and extremism in the church.
Right.
And depending on the water you drink and the where you, the flavor of church that you have, you either see God as a God of judgment, or you see God as a God of love, or you see God as a God of balance. So for many people, they just pick one part of scripture and form a doctrine around one part of scripture. God hates divorce. I can guarantee you, many people that say that I've never read that book, not even, they have never read that book from beginning to the end. They just pick a verse.
Yeah.
And there is context and content in everything. So God hates divorce. So if God hates divorce, does he hate the divorcee? So if God hates divorce, he also hates lying. So it's divorce and lie. Sin is sin. There's no big sin, small sin. But in church, we categorize things. So that is the first issue. Then, like I said in the broadcast, which I really advise people to go
further with,
you see, there are different people when it comes to the Bible. In the biblical exegesis is the careful, systematic study of the Word of God to discover the original intended meaning so as to rightly apply it for the now. And in biblical exegesis, we have those we call biblical literalists. They take it literally.
Yes, he said that.
See, I take it. If I don't see it in black and white, is it there that you should brush your teeth? Is it there that you should comb your hair? Is it there that you should wear socks? It's not there. So why are you wearing socks? Why are you brushing your teeth? So they are Bible. And then we have what we call selective interpreters. They select anyone that will work with what they want to believe. Then we have those that are people that study the word to do exegesis, which is what we need to do. So when you study the Bible, in the beginning, when they came to Jesus in Matthew, they said, No, in the beginning it was not so. So according to the original plan of God, man, woman must be together for a lifetime. But when you look at the time of Moses, when someone gets married and the man does not like her, anyone, say, I don't like your food, and they'll just send her away, which is called the putting away. So when they now came to Jesus, he said, listen, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, said that you should give a woman that you don't love a bill of divorcement. But in the beginning, it was not so. So that means that he's saying, look, instead of abusing this woman or abusing this person and messing up their life, give them a certificate of let them go so that they can remarry and move on with their life. Say, but in the beginning, it was not so. But if you let them go, he now said, but anyone that puts her away, except for adultery. Now, people now mistake the putting away. Putting her away is separation. You separate her without giving her bill of divorcement. He that now put her away, you now go and marry. It's adultery. That means if you put a woman away, you have not divorced her, you have not given her the document for her to be free. You now went to remarry. You have two wives. Do you understand? That's what he's saying. So he now brings out things that can make you to. So those are all the things we're trying to help people to understand. Because you see, in life, there are what we call the interplay of law. There's the law of life. There's the law of redemption. There's the law of marriage. Now, in this law, the law of life is superior. Because anything that will affect your life, you will even be alive to marry or be alive to serve God. So when marriage wants to affect life, you separate so that you will be alive to come back and deal with the marital problem instead of staying in there and dying. So we're just trying to help people understand all this so that not that, because the topic was, is divorce a sin? It's not a sin. It's not the ideal, but it's not a sin. So if you find yourself in it, life happens, you move on. But that should not be a license for you to now become as if everybody should know. Because today now we have a lot of people that are not, they are not ready to pay any price. Everyone's like, I'm out of here. I can take this. I'm like, no. If you want to survive in this world, you will take things.
You will take things.
Even in your business, in your career. If you don't study well, if you know, you will not succeed. So you have to pick.
We need you to subscribe, yo. And the reason is simple. The kinds of conversations, the kinds of worlds that we construct with our conversations on with Chude are driven by a vision of the kind of world I want to see. You know, you are the most important person in this entire ecosystem. You subscribing monthly. So do go ahead, subscribe. Ask somebody else to subscribe. Advise somebody else to subscribe. Refer to someone to subscribe. It matters, truly. Thank you as we continue to be human together.